You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Good morning, Penelope Noir.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. Just make sure you're loud enough there. All right, now, hey, this morning, obviously, David Lynch passed away last week, which is, you know, it's amazing seeing how many people have posted or shared something on social media. Obviously, one of, like, the greats as far as filmmaking, but definitely a director with a certain visual style, like probably up there with one of the styliest.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's quite interesting because he's even, like, Lynchian is actually a word in the English Oxford English Dictionary. Mm. And it means juxtaposing surreal or sinister elements with the mundane, using compelling visual images to emphasize a dreamlike quality of menace, which I guess really kind of sums him up. Like, I was thinking of words and that summed him up for me, because I grew up with his, you know, films and television shows, like ethereal and mystifying and definitely surrealist. But it's been amazing to read a lot of articles about him and how nice he was, despite the fact that some of his, like, you know, creativity was quite menacing.
Yeah, certainly a sinister element to some of it, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. And he had his own uniform, really, when you look at him. He always had a button-up shirt with no tie, kind of slouchy tailoring, you know, kind of trousers, slacks, a blazer. He kind of had vertical hair, a bit like the guy from Eraserhead. And, you know, later years he was kind of like a silver fox with, you know, the white hair and everything. And he always had a cigarette, of course, which I guess sped up his death, which is very unfortunate. Mm. And I guess, like, him wearing a uniform, we've mentioned before on Fashion about how a lot of creative people or entrepreneurs wear uniforms because it takes out one more decision that they have to make in a day. Like, if you think about Steve Jobs and things like that, they always wear something similar every day. So they don't have to spend time thinking about what they're going to put on. Mm. And I guess having this uniform, a writer, Liam Ness from Vogue, said Lynch was fascinated by the coded meaning of uniforms but always presented them a little askew. The sartorial equivalent of the uncanny valley, they reflected his fascination with which is perfect and pristine to the outside world yet conceals a darker, more menacing core. Which, when you think about, you know, especially things like Blue Velvet, Twin Peaks, like Kyle MacLachlan as Agent Cooper, FBI, he always wore navy suits and beige overcoats, but there's always something kind of slightly skewed in the proportions and things like that.
It seems that all of the clothing choices in his films and television were very symbolic.
Yes, definitely. Like, you know, Isabella Rossellini is Dorothy Valens in Blue Velvet. She's a femme fatale lounge singer, so she's, you know, sequin black gown when she's performing, and then she goes home and wears this blue velvet robe, which is, you know, kind of symbolic of the whole film, really. And even her electric blue eyeshadow and glossy kind of cherry red lips when she's performing is just, you know, I guess it's just very iconic, and a lot of people have kind of copied that, even though I guess Bowie did it first with Life on Mars, but apparently it was like three different eyeshadow colours to make that colour that she was wearing. Mm, mm.
There's also the strange sense, he's like just in that sweet pocket where it's vintage but also timeless at the same time.
Yes, I reckon that's true too. Because also when you look at the films, I don't know whether you can tell what time they are. Mm. Like, if you think about the time period, you'd like a lot of them, you could like have them, I guess, be set today, except I guess of technology. I guess they would have had mobile phones and things like that. But if you take that out, you know, they could be anywhere and, you know, at any time, I guess. And especially things like Wild at Heart with Laura Dern and Nicolas Cage, you know, they are so quintessential kind of American characters in a way, like her wearing kind of red lace headies and red lips and heels and polka dot dresses, and him wearing his iconic snakeskin blazer, you know, as they drive across the state. Yeah, it's just quite, I think it's like really, they really make the story as well as, you know, the cinematography and the story and everything as well.
I mean, just going back to the, like the suits and ties, which are like pretty much at the forefront of both Twin Peaks or Lost Highway, what do you think the formalness or the often stiff outfits of the main characters sort of represent for David Lynch?
I think for Agent Cooper, Kyle MacLachlan, in a way, he kind of had to have that rigidity in his uniform or costume as such, because he was such a quirky guy. You know, so I feel like it's this juxtapose of the character's personality to their costume in a way. They're supposed to be these people that are trustworthy and you know, official and that sort of thing, but they have really quirky personalities.
Now, what else? What else have you got for us on David Lynch, Penny?
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about Sherilyn Fenn as Audrey Horne. And the, you know, when you first watch that show, like the first episode, I think it is, she's wearing, you know, sweaters and plaid skirts, and she gets dropped off at school by her dad in brogues, and she goes straight to her locker and swaps them for heels. And I think that kind of gives you, you know, the first kind of glimpse into what her personality really is. So saying, you know, earlier about how pristine up to the outside world yet kind of conceals a darker, more menacing core, you know, so you see like two sides of the character, someone who kind of portrays being, you know, a good daughter, daddy's girl maybe, and then going to, into somebody who's a bit of a rebel.
And just on the dreamlike tip and the, I guess, the timelessness of his films, how do you reckon the surreal fashion choices enhance the narrative or atmosphere of his films?
I guess it's just, I mean, if you look at Lost Highway, Patricia Arquette playing two characters, you know, that's pretty clever. And Alice Wakefield wears a blonde wig and all white clothing, and that's kind of unusual, I think, for a character. So I think they just really lend to his aesthetic in a way. And I mean, he's influenced so many fashion designers, like Raf Simons for Jill Sander, Comme des Garçons, Calvin Klein, Gucci, Balenciaga. Demna had Agent Cooper on his mood board for a long time. So, you know, he's really kind of gone across all different kind of creative outlets, if you want, you know?
Yes, yes. And any parting sort of words on David Lynch?
I wanted to say, someone that Barbara Allen said at The Guardian, his films are gothic American fairy tales for very messed up adults. I thought that kind of summed him up nicely.
Excellent. Now we're going to go out on a tune, Penny. You've chosen some Barry Adamson.
Yeah, so Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails was the kind of music consultant for Lost Highway, and Barry Adamson is was one of the people who wrote the score. So I thought this song is in the film, so Something Wicked This Way Comes by Barry Adamson.
All right, thank you very much, Penelope Noir. We'll check you next Monday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.